Welcome to Mean on Azure. Still here on the Caltech campus. In this episode, what we're going to do is talk a little bit deeper about the inner workings of what's created when we use that Express generator. So we're going to take it step by step and show you kind of the pieces that you can create by yourself so that when you look at and utilize and run the whole Express generator, you know exactly what's going on. Let's go do that. In episode number 5 of Mean on Azure series, we walked you through a very simple web project using just the HTTP module. And, you know, we did some simple stuff. We created a server. We used response.write and response.write head to create the header file for what was going to be returned from the server. And then just very simply wrote to the screen. I think we said, hello world. Very simple. And then at the end of that video, what we did is we showed you what happens when you utilize the Express generator. It creates all the scaffolding for you. It creates just a really great starting place for you to then build your project off. But when we did that, we said we would go back and show you how every part of this works. You know, what the routes do and what are you doing with requires and, you know, etc. But instead of going step by step and walking you through, you know, line 8, this is what it does, line 9, what it does, what we're going to do is create a project in Express, not the Express generator, just using Express so you can understand what's going on when we get to the Express generator. And we're going to build it step by step. At the beginning, it's going to be very similar to the one we created using the HTTP module, but you'll gradually see how the pieces fit together and then how to utilize the Express generator generated project in the end. So let's get started. The first thing we need to do is create a package.json file. And we could do that very simply by hand, typing it out, but it's much easier to use our friend npm. So we're gonna do npm, I need to create a folder for this. So I'm gonna do mkdir, and we'll call this middle. And I'm going to call it middle because, this project we're creating is kind of in the middle of that super simple one and the Express generator. So we'll just call it middle. So in this folder, I want to create a package.json file. So I'm just going to do npm.init. And what it's going to do is ask me a series of questions. You know, what do I want to name it? I'm going to keep, you know, what I've named the folder, middle, and hit enter. Ask me what version I'm starting at. I could obviously type it in. I'm going to accept the default. I'm actually going to use app.js instead of index.js. It's up to you what the entry point is. We're not going to do any test commands or add a Git repository or do any keywords in this one. I will add my name as author. And we're just going to stick with the license that they suggest. You don't need to add this to your package.json file. It's going to show me what it's going to create, and I'm just going to say yes, and it will create it. And in here, I could just do code dot, and we will open that up in Visual Studio Code. And that will pop up here in just 1 second. Let me grab that. And now you can see we have this file in our folder called package.json. Let me expand this so you can see it a little bit better. And expand the text here. So you can see we created a package.json file. It has our name and description, where it's going to start in app.js. It's got my author. Now, when you create projects in Node, you always have sub-projects or sub-modules that you're going to pull into your project. Express is one of those projects. And you'll find that, of course, on npmjs.com. And so we've talked about npm before, and you can see right at top the ones that people install a lot. One of them is Express. And so we want to install that because we want to utilize that in our project. As opposed to built-in modules like the HTTP module, we're going to bring this in. And so I can easily, if I wanted to, I can type dependencies here and add the dependency myself, right? Add the express dependency, and then I could jump to my PowerShell and do npm install, and it would install it. But instead, I want to do it a different way. We'll save that, clear this out. And I'm going to do npm install express, and I'll do dash dash save. And we'll go ahead and run that. Should not take much time at all. And you can see it's already installed, and it shows you everything that has been installed for it. And if we look back at our project, you can see two things. It has updated our package.json file with Express and with the explicit version of Express. If I wanted to always use just 4.13.4, I could take away the caret. The caret says there can be minor changes, but there'll be no major changes in this. And if we look over here also, you can see that we have now have a folder called Node Modules, and everything that comes with Express is in here. And we're not going to dip into this quite yet, but we're going to utilize that. So remember, doing the dash dash save will give you that. So next we want to actually create a project, or I'm sorry, a file. I don't want to be in Express. Let's make sure we're down here and add file. I'm going to do app.js. And in app.js, we're going to, again, create a server. But what we want to do is first bring some stuff in. So we want to do variable express equal to require express. And then we want to assign that to a variable. So we're going to do variable app is equal to express. Now we're going to use this variable to help create our server. So the way Express uses is it uses, as you might guess, the HTTP verbs for get, put, push, and delete. And so we're going to do an app.get because we want to get a response from the server. And what we're going to do is do a just a slash. Oops, wrong one. And what this is telling us is if anyone comes to our website, our server, and just goes to the main URL, this is what we want to give them. This is called a route. So in this route, I'm going to add an anonymous function. Let's go ahead and add that. It's anonymous, so I don't need that. We need request. In response, of course, and then inside of that anonymous function, we're just going to do a response. If I can type correctly, response dot send, and what we want to send is again something very similar to what we did before. We're going to do hello world. And that, and then we just need to create our server. So we're going to do variable server is equal to app.listen, because we're going to obviously need to listen on a port. It's very similar to what we did before. We're going to do 3000. We'll do comma, and we're going to do again do an anonymous function. And we need no parameters in this one. And we're just going to do a console.log and do listening. On port 3000. And that's it. Bam, bam. Save that. And now, we can just go ahead and run this. So if we go to our PowerShell, let's clear this out, and we'll do a node app listening.js and hit enter. Should say listening on port 3000. And if we open up the browser and do localhost, you see we have our, and I'll increase this a bit, you can see we have our hello world. Great. Very simple, not much different than we did before, except you'll notice that we didn't have to handle the header and all that other stuff, response.writehead and response.end. It's doing that all for us. And we also didn't have to do the MIME type. It's automatically going to assume that we want to use the HTTP. HTML for this. And so if I wanted to, I could do a, you know, a tag in here. Do a paragraph tag. And save that. And kill this. Control C. And then run it again. And go back to the browser. And I'm not sure how different that's actually going to look for me. But you can see that we can use HTML tags. It knows how to deal with them. It didn't add the tags to it. But since I had made it larger already, it's still... I did paragraph. That's what I did. That's to... I meant to do like H1. And let's do that one more time. Did we get it right? Listen in port 3000. There we go. And so you can see that we have an H1 tag now, and you know we can send HTML to this document. So let's go ahead and go back and do something different. So right now what we did is very simple, but this is the important thing I want you to see is we created a route, and what we want to do is create a couple more routes. And so we're going to do that right here in app.js, and I'm just going to copy it, and we're going to change it. So what if someone went to mywebsite.com/me? You know, what do I want to show? Let's show, you know, something different. This is my website. And what if we wanted to actually pass data through to this and utilize it? So it's a little more dynamic. So what if they went to slash, let's call this person. Let's type this in. Person. And then slash, I'm going to have a variable name, so I'll do name, question mark here. And to utilize this, let me go ahead and close that so we can see everything here. To utilize this, I need to actually create a variable. So we will do variable name is equal to request.params.name. And now we can say hello plus name. And I'm just going to take actually the H1 tags off because that will look odd. And we can test that out. Let's go back to PowerShell, do Control C. Run it again, open up browser. This will still be the same when we run that, but if we do slash me, say this is my website, and then the last one we did person, and we will say Daniel, why not? And it'll say hello Daniel. So it's grabbing the variable and putting it and utilizing it. So now this is dynamic. And again, we're doing this very, very simply, but we wanted to show you how routes work. Now, right now we're just doing this very, very simple response.send. That's not how you're gonna do it. You're gonna use some templates and inject data into those templates. Now, when you use the Express generator, by default, it utilizes a templating engine called Jade. And let's actually look at that. Jade, I'm told, when you get used to it, you will not use anything else. But it can be a little bit finicky because Jade will take this type of document. You can see that it's space delimited. So it looks at to see how this tag is tabbed over or four spaces from this tag, etc. And so you don't have to put ending tags is, I think, the benefit of using Jade. I'm sure there's other benefits as well. And then inside of that, you can actually do scripting stuff as well. And it will generate this HTML. So that's Jade. But coming from ASP.NET, I actually like EJS. And so you can use EJS when you use the Express generator as well. And so we are going to use EJS. And the reason I like this is the way you create it and utilize it is very similar to how I've always done it in ASP.NET. And it's really just a different syntax, and it's what you're used to. And so you can see that you just use these less than or equal characters with the percent signs to put in interject data into the HTML. So you're typing up pure HTML, and then you're using these signs to grab stuff. You can see here, and we're going to do a little bit of this. You can use that to put that into your HTML. So let's go ahead and see what that looks like and do a little of that. So the first thing we need to do is create a folder called Views. And inside that folder, I want to create a file. And I'm going to create a file called default.ejs. But actually, before we do that, I need to install EJS. So let's do that first. So let's go back here and do Control-C. And we're going to do a very simple npm install EJS. And of course, we're going to do dash dash save. So it saves it in our package.json file. And we'll let that run, that installed. If we look here in node modules, you can see EJS is there now. And so now in views, I want to do a default.ejs. Now, it's right now set up as plain text. You can download some stuff for Visual Studio Code, so you can get syntax coloring for EJS. I've not done that on this machine yet. And actually, I want to actually change this to HTML. And it's not changing the file type at all. It's changing how Visual Studio reacts to it. And I'm just simply doing this so that I can use Emmet. Emmet allows me to create HTML much quicker, and it's part of Visual Studio Code. And so if I just do an HTML colon 5 tab, you can see that creates it a HTML document for me, very simply. And so I'm just going to do welcome in there. And then, I don't know, let's do something in the body. Let's do an H1 tag. So I think I can just do H1 tab. H1 tab. All right. H1, enter. Okay, well, let's just do that by hand. Doesn't matter, H1. My website, and we'll do an H1 right there. And then I just want some text on the screen, so let's see if this one works. Do P greater than, and then LOREM, and that'll create some text for us, some lorem ipsum for us. So here's my page. It's my default page. Now, we need to go ahead and change app.js. And instead of using response.send, we want to do response.render. And what we're actually rendering is default. And before I do that, I want to add something to here. I want to do app.set, and I'm going to set the view engine. And the view engine, as we've already discussed, is EJS. JS. And so you'll notice right here that I just put the word default. I don't have to put .ejs because I'm telling it the view engine is EJS. So the HTML templating engine I'm using is EJS. So there's no need to actually put that here. And if it helps you not to do that, because if for whatever reason you change your templating engine, you don't have to change the syntax here. Now, I'm also not telling it where to find it, because by default, it's going to look for a views folder. Now, let's say I wanted to, for whatever reason, my project has a, instead of a views folder, it has a templates folder. I can do an app.set, and obviously we're not doing view engine, we're going to do views. And so when it looks for views, I'm going to send it to underscore underscore dir name plus templates. And so then it would look for default under templates. But we don't need this because I have a views folder. So let's go ahead and save this and run it, and we'll look at our localhost 3000, and you can see now that it's routing to that HTML page. Okay, so now we're starting to build something a little better, build something a little bigger. We're seeing how routes work a little bit, but now we want to add some dynamic data to it. So let's do that. And what we're going to do is first, let's go to our, let's go to the template first. So we'll go to EJS template, and I'm going to go ahead and put something in here. We'll call it title, and we'll close that tag. And then so for app.js we need to change as well. So in our response.render, we're not only sending it to default, but we want to actually give it some data. And so we're going to send some JSON, and we're going to send a title. And the title is called home. It's very simple. Let's go ahead and save that. Control C to get out of here. Put app.js, still running. Open up our browser, refresh, and title is not defined. Let me go ahead and go back. At least it gives us a really nice error in both places. So let's look at what I did here. Oh, I spelled it wrong. I called it tile. So there we go. Let's go ahead and save that. You probably noticed that while you were watching. Control C, open that up, run it again, open up our fun air-filled browser, and we should find that. It's exactly where it's supposed to be, up here, where it says home. I usually put it in here, but this time I'm not going to do that. Okay, now we're going to add just a little bit more complexity to this so you can see what's going on. I'm going to go ahead and bring back up my VS Code. And I'm going to pop into the default.ejs. And just to save us a little bit of time, I'm going to paste some code in here. And we're going to put it right below the lorem ipsum. Go ahead and do paste right there.
And as you can see, I'm using, since we're using still using EJS, I'm using these tags to interject JavaScript. And so I'm doing a very simple for loop through an array of users. And as I'm doing that, I have an unordered list, and I'm adding a list item for each one. So this is how you start to make the templates be a little bit more dynamic. And so if we go ahead and add one more thing, we need to add something to the response.render. We're already sending a title, but we also want to send, go ahead and just do an enter here. We also want to send something else, so let's go ahead and do this, and we will add a users array. And I don't know, we'll do Daniel, John, that string, John, and we'll add Peter. And you just did the same exact thing. And we will leave it just like that. I need to add my semicolon here. Save. And we will open up. Let's clear this window off first. Control C to exit out of there. Let's do clear. And now we'll do node. Yes. .js, hit enter, listen in port 3000, and now if we go here, we should see that data. Okay, so this is not as complex, obviously, as a real website, but what this has done for you, and let me go back to Visual Studio Code, because I want to show you what's going on. If we look at this, obviously we have our package.json. You understand many of the attributes in here, the dependencies. There's also dev dependencies as well. Dependencies here are what we tell Node that we need for this project. The same thing is used, this package.json is used. For example, when you upload this to Azure, when you upload it to Azure, you're not going to upload the modules themselves. What you're going to upload is the project. It will look in the dependencies file, and it'll install the dependencies for you. So we have that. If we look in app.js, we can see that we have our routes here to go to different places depending on, you know, what they type in. Obviously, these are very simplistic ones, but we got one that's using a response.render. We're using views, and we're using default EJS. That's the view engine that we're using. And now if we look at, let's take a look at the other project. This is what's created. We're not going to run through it again. This is what's created with the Express Generator. So if we look what's created with the Express Generator, we can look at package.json. Again, the name of the project, the version. We have scripts that we didn't have in the other one. And in the scripts, you can see that we want it to start by calling node and calling inside of .bin/www, and we'll look in there in a second. You can see this project has a bunch of stuff in it, not too much, which is why I kind of favor this for looking at Node and Express in the mean stack. You can see that obviously it is Express. Since this is the default, instead of EJS, we have Jade in here. And we have a couple other things, Morgan, Debug. This stuff helps you obviously utilize stuff in HTML to do stuff easier, so the body parser module, the cookie parser module, the debug module, Morgan, and the favicon. We're not using a favicon right now, so that doesn't matter to us. So that should all be familiar to you from what we just did. If we look at routes, now instead of having them in app.js, we've separated them out. But if we look at app.js, we will see, obviously, us requiring Express, requiring all these things that we've included in the Node modules, so that should be easy for you. We've told them that we're setting the routes equal to routes/index, so it'll go here. Obviously, you don't have to put the JS on the end. The same thing for users, routes.users. And why this is separated out is because when you have a more complex site, you want to compartmentalize things. So you want to have things routes separate so you can more easily maintain it. So the base routes are going to be in the index. The routes that have to do with the users will be in the users. You can see that we're setting we don't actually have to, but we're setting the path for the views folder to the views folder. Could have left that out. We're setting the view engine to Jade. There's a bunch of other stuff here. We're telling it if they go to, and this is exactly how we did it before, if they go to the base site, instead of us specifically spelling out like we had the anonymous function before, we're pointing them to this routes, and routes points them to index. And let's go ahead and bounce in there right now. The rest of this file is just some debugging stuff, and you can play with that, look at that. Nothing all that exciting. If we look at routes, index, you can see that here's how we get the home page. Exactly what we did before, router.get slash anonymous function, request, response, next as well, but we won't talk about that right now. We're not using it in our simple example. And we're going to render index. And just like we did, we're passing a title of express. Now, that is going to, again, go to views. And so we'll look at views, because this is going to be almost exactly the same of the simple one we just created. Now, if we look at index, you'll see there's very little content. Now, again, this is Jade, and Jade does stuff with spaces and tabs. And so it's creating a block titled content, putting an H1 and a paragraph, and inside the paragraph, you can see that this is the syntax for injecting stuff into the HTML. But one of the things I want to point out here, which we didn't do, this we have an extends layout. So in every single page, I don't want to have to do the HTML, the head, you know, all the stuff that's same on all the other pages. So we have a layout.jade. And the layout.jade, again, it's still simplistic, but we're pointing to a style sheet. We have the header, the title, and the body. And here is the block called content, and that is where we're putting the content that's in index, or we have one more, which is error, and we would post that there. So again, very, very similar to what we just did. And if we look at app.js, that's all it's doing. Users would work the same exact way. The only other thing I want to point out before we head out of here, I think, is, you know, we talked about when we were looking at the package.json that it's going to call node and then go to the bin www. We had everything in that app.js file, but if we go to bin www here, you'll see that we're requiring app, so we want to utilize and be able to call stuff in that app file. We're obviously requiring the HTTP module, and you can see that we're you know, opening up the ports and listening on the ports just like we did before. Down on the bottom here, we have a little bit of error catching and other stuff. But besides that, this is very similar to exactly what we did in just the simple Express app. So now when you start with this and you work with this and you add to it, which is what we're going to do in the next series of videos, you understand all the pieces that the Express generator created for you. I hope you enjoyed this video. We'll see you next time.